spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
If you're eating like Cocoa Puffs or something like that, I don't know. Just be careful with these couple of stories here, but we got to tell you about them with the dummy of the day. Before we get to that, though, a 32-year-old guy named Samuel, he robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Gainesville, Florida on Thursday. He didn't have a weapon, but he still managed to get the teller to put more than 10 grand in his bag.
Wow.
He then took his bag of money and headed straight to KFC. It's not clear what he ordered, but the cops tracked him down while he was still inside. So what would you do, Alex? You rob a bank. The first place you're going is where?
Sephora.
Because he's sitting there like what? With like a Famous Bowl maybe or something? I have $9,995 left or whatever he had. So
yeah, I'm going to Sephora and I'm getting two lipsticks with my $10,000.
Will that cover it?
Nah, close. I might have to use a little bit of my own money.
All right. The owners of a car washing business in Kentucky are asking for the public's help in identifying a man they call Poop Man.
The Poop Man's afraid to leave his poop.
Poop Man.
The suspect is seen in two Facebook videos doing his business at two separate car washes. The owners posted on Facebook, quote, "Does anyone know this guy? Poop Man strikes again." The couple who owns the car washes said they've seen him before. He comes by in the past picking up other people's change from the vacuum trash. Like he'll just throw out some pennies or nickels or dimes. They turn the videos over to police who are searching for the guy.
Ooh.
An unrelated story, but having to do with doo-doo. Charmin, you know, toilet paper company, they're offering the mad pooper in Colorado free toilet paper if she turns herself in.
Not worth it, because there's no way. She's so, like, she's such a viral sensation. Everyone will know that she's been just crapping on people's lawns. Why in the world would you do that?
But she's going to get caught eventually. Like, there's no way that her, the mad pooper, I don't want to mix these two up with Poop Man, the mad pooper, she's going to get caught. They had a photo. They could see it's like a white chick, pretty athletic. Like, if you're going to get
caught,
why not? No, not necessarily. Why don't you get something for getting caught, right? Like, if you know you're going to get eventually busted, don't you want to get something out of the deal?
I don't know.
Free toilet paper?
It's better than no toilet paper. I'm just saying, if I was the mad pooper, if it was me, I would have to turn myself in for that Charmin.
She
it's
doesn't
the best.
Use toilet paper, right? Doesn't she use, like, leaves?
She needs, like, some kind of bracelet device that allows her to wear a roll of toilet paper around her wrist or something, like, attach it to her body, so with that, when she's running, she can use it.
A Rolex.
Yeah, she needs a Rolex watch.
I don't know why she doesn't invest in a fanny pack. Those things are so cool, plus they carry anything you need. So, yeah, they're going to offer it to her, but she's probably not going to turn herself in. They'll give her a year's supply to help with her runs, as they said. The woman has been spotted,
ew,
like, running.
I know.
Okay, just
want to
clarify. Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's go to Pennsylvania with our next dummy. A Pennsylvania man had his car stolen after allowing a buyer to take it for a test drive. The owner advertised the car online and then met with the guy in a public place, doing everything right so far. He drove the buyer around for a while, and then he let the thief get behind the driver's seat. When he let the thief get into the driver's seat, he took off before he could actually get back inside the car in the passenger seat.
Whoa.
So the car and that guy have not been found.
Oh.
You guys ever tried to sell a car one time where you do it to somebody? Like, you actually let them test drive it? Have you ever done that?
I've been the test driver, and I always think that, like, I could just drive off with this right now.
I did this one time. I had my old, like, creeper van, which had, like, a bed in the back. I used to use it for DJing and stuff. It was a nice van, but I just no longer needed it. And these two guys, I don't know what they spoke, but they didn't speak English. They were, like, communicating with each other. I'm like, this is not good. I rode with them. They're like, "We'll take a ride." I'm like, "Can I come with you?" So here I am, like, in the back seat, like the second row out of like three in this van. I'm like, "Oh God,
jeez.
I hope something doesn't happen here." But it's just like, I what do? Do you take somebody's ID? How do you safely let them borrow your car?
I think you do take their license.
Just keep the car.
Jeez, I feel bad. I feel bad for that guy, though. And finally, let's go to Georgia with your final dummy of the day story today. A Georgia man was arrested after breaking into a home and getting naked. The homeowner heard a noise coming from his chimney and thought, "Mom, animal must have gotten stuck in there." About 15 minutes later, he heard a loud crash and saw a large hole in his ceiling.
Yikes.
Listen to this, though. The homeowner still didn't see anyone and went to bed.
No way!
I'm investigating.
Sleep.
There's a hole in my ceiling? What's up there? What's running loose in my place? I gotta know more.
Dude, I cannot believe they just went to sleep after that.
The homeowner still didn't see anybody, so he went to bed. Later that night, he heard a creaking sound and called the cops.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's scary. Can you imagine? Creak. And it's like, what is that?
No, you know it's a freaking person.
When officers arrived, the burglar was dangling from the ceiling naked. The man didn't steal anything but caused about $1,500 in damage to the home. He's been charged with first-degree burglary. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.